Sometimes high interest rates that make it difficult for people to pay off is one of the main reasons District 1 Councilman Diego Bernal wanted the city to step in and regulate payday lenders. But many people, including payday lenders, disagree and let city council members know their position. Maria Aguilar is from Lone Star Title Loans of Dallas, where regulations there are in place.
We're not predatory lenders. We don't go into any specific neighborhood or area targeting a specific group of people.
The conversation even took a religious turn when Deacon Pat Rogers of the San Antonio Archdiocese spoke on behalf of Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Sierre.
While it is clear the state legislation is the ultimate solution to this statewide problem, but the desperation of the most vulnerable in our community cannot wait.
Bernal says other states and the military already have safeguards in place.
All we're trying to do is provide a safety net for people that does not currently exist. And I also have to point out that it's not as if the industry as a whole has stepped in to provide that safety net.
Mayor Julian Castro believes some of the companies are not concerned with the consumers they serve. He would like the state to take action next year.
But if it does not, then what we want is something in place in San Antonio that is reasonable, that is fair to the consumer and to the industry. And I'm confident that that's what we're passing today.
Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.